Foley.
This may be a conversation tonight for some people in the north.
Good Lord, what is happening in there?
Aurora Borealis?
Aurora Borealis. At this time of year, at this time of day, in this part of the country,
stargazers will be able to catch a glimpse of the northern lights.
That was just any excuse. Really, it wasn't. It's just like any excuse.
Why
to
not?
Just use that. It was like, this is, we're no longer in news mode, are we, Ben?
This is news. Aurora Borealis
right.
is confined to that particular type, part of the country, and they'll be able to get a glimpse of it after a strong solar
right.
storm, say Met Aaron. The best places to see the Aurora Borealis is without light pollution, so the more remote, the better. It's 2 minutes past two. Showers, they'll be heavy with hail. Hopefully they'll clear for the Aurora Borealis later. Mm, top temperatures, 10 to 15 degrees. Today FM News, I'll have more at three.
What's the clip from? Sorry, pardon my ignorance.
It's The Simpsons.
Oh, right, okay.
One of the greatest Simpsons episodes ever created. 22 short stories about Springfield.
I retain nothing, ever. I retain nothing, like nothing. Like, people, you could do an Anchorman joke for me now, or, you know, Father Ted jokes, small, far away, nothing. Blank expression on my, I retain
nothing. Water. Does that
you
count?
You do.
You can see the bloating around his face.
He's blimpy, that's what he is.
Yeah. Hey, JP retains. Blimpy boy.
Is that from The Simpsons as well? There you go. You see, I just retain nothing.
Terrible memory. I need to stop drinking.
Oh, I do believe. Just the one love, actually, as it turns out. That's Blue, and I do believe. Believe, it's called. Yeah. Like, tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I can take your order, please. Good afternoon. Red Foley's mine. The gang's all here, everybody. The gang.
Hey.
Mrs. Sclibbly Wibbly.
Hey.
Sclibbly. Play them. Pamela Joyce is still clapping to the beat. It's a bit too hard. We were having this discussion earlier. It's a bit too hard.
Turn up a little bit.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
She's like a human drum kit.
Thank you.
It's a good way to start the broadcast, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of gets us in the mood.
Vibey.
Gets us hyping. Mashing and rocking. Played Miley Ray Cyrus. Miley, there's no Ray in the middle of it. There's Billy Ray's the dad.
She didn't take the father's name.
No.
Divorced, isn't
know,
it?
Yeah.
Getting divorced. Tish and Billy Ray are getting divorced. Tish is the mother's name.
Right. Tish.
Bless
He's
you.
Taking the house and his heart.
I'm tight. And well, just don't tell his heart, his achy, breaky
right.
heart. Because I just don't think he'll understand, frankly, that Tish is leaving. Have you seen a recent photograph of them as a couple, of Billy Ray and Tish together?
Recent, 5 or 6 years ago, I'd say.
She looks fantastic.
Yeah.
She looks like she could look like a slightly older sister of Miley Cyrus.
I think somebody is jealous of Billy's highlights.
Absolutely.
It doesn't suit you.
He's doing that thing with
the jealousy doesn't suit you and highlights don't suit
you. I know,
you.
It's just
okay?
not a
Let
good
go,
look on
Ray.
Me. Also, I was bragging earlier on about getting a rolling donut. Krispy Kreme have announced they're opening around the corner. Have you seen this?
Oh, troublesome.
Krispy Kreme shop is opening up.
Where?
Dame Street, apparently. I was reading that earlier.
That's going to be an issue, mate.
They've been doing little stands in Tesco's.
Yep, is one of my local.
Yes, yeah, everyone knows. Everyone's. Yep,
I've seen them. Bruised.
You only just looked.
Oh, I've never dreamed of it. No.
When they opened it at my local Tesco, I went every day for 2.5 weeks.
Are they the same?
How's
the freshness?
Absolute perfect freshness. Okay. I think it slightly warms it. Orla Ormond is here as well. Orla,
hi.
It slightly warms the donut is slightly warm, like
I think
fresh.
It's the lights are kind of have a bit of a heating effect to them.
Yeah, it's good.
Does that make the glaze slide off?
Pamela, no, I wouldn't lie to you about this. This is, I swear to God. It's a beautiful thing. 2.5 weeks, I had to stop. Because it costs a fortune when you buy 3 donuts a day, every day.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's not good for your health. So today I got a rolling donut on my way into work. Nutella. Rolling donut is a shop.
Franchise, I would say.
Are you familiar with rolling donut? Anyone in Galway listening? Let's do a bit of a remember. Here we go. And you're Norwegian yourself.
I am.
Do you remember, in Galway, a donut shop called the Rolling Donut, and they sold hot dogs.
Oh.
That took a swerve.
No. Where was it now, tell me? Refresh my memory.
Do you know McDonough's chip shop?
Yeah.
With the amazing curry sauce. Mm-hmm. Across the road from there. Just direct, what is that, Key Street?
Give me like a ballpark era.
Oh, Jesus. Mid-90s?
It would be difficult to get myself to town to get a donut at 3 years ago.
At the age of three, yeah. But I mean, if anyone can do it, if anyone would have the
you know what, you're
grace
right.
and determination
to
do
scooter.
It.
Me and my scooter. Bye-bye, Bushy Park Primary School. I'm going to get a donut.
Did you go to Bushy Park?
I did, yeah.
My brother went to Bushy Park.
No, he didn't.
No word of a lie, I swear to
you're
God.
You're lying to me.
Why did I lie about something as totally random as that?
Well, Ray, I don't believe you.
Oh, sure. Well, I see what you did there.
Thank you.
Anyway, memories.
My talent.
We did a roll call
scooters,
after Cher.
Bushy Park, primary school.
And
I was three.
Very
I'm
specific.
A
little bit niche on that one. My God, we really turned into a crew show there for a moment, didn't we? Zoo Crew Radio there. Cher and Believe today FM. Play the music you love. Good afternoon, Ireland. Something inside me say. Hey, let's do a roll call. Ray Foley's my name. JP's around.
Usher.
There he is. Orla, you around here? Oh, there. Sorry, go again.
Usher.
Which mic are you on?
I'm on this one.
All right, say on show again then.
On show.
There
on
we
show.
Go. 0874-100-102. Hey, lads. I'm going through my own soft launch with my beach bod diet. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that going on, actually, at the moment. There's a lot of people going, yeah, what is it? I think the gyms are doing their targeted sending people messages on Instagram. We're looking for 12 men in the Dublin area who are looking to get ripped for summer.
It's like your bikini boot camp, is it?
Yeah, well, I don't know why they want 12 men to fit into bikinis for summer, but myself and the other 11 guys are really going for it from Monday on. Hey, lads, go through my old soft launch with my beach. What is it, day 39 soft launch today?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're getting there. We're getting there bit by bit. We're not going too hardcore until May. Then I'll be like a demon from Luke. I hope Pam is getting overtime for these last 18 minutes extra. Love the show from Henry in Salins. Hey. Is it Henry or Henri? Either way, ooh la la, Henri. And it's good to know that you're representing Pamela Joyce for those extra minutes of very specific Galway-based chat.
I was starting to feel quite left out there.
Yeah, I imagine just about everyone else in the country was going, oh, Bushy Park National School in Galway in the early noughties, 90s. Ray, I'm on show today, but I have to take things easy. I think I pulled a muscle in my leg at the jiving lessons last night from Anonymous. Jiving lessons?
Dance? Right, old school.
Jiving?
Hmm. My mother and my dad would do a bit of a jive if you happened to be in the pub and they were playing Louise Morrissey songs over the sound system. So they'd be out for a jive and you would look the other way as you drank your Sidona slowly and walked towards the slot machines.
Why look the other way? Out of, like, embarrassment, is this?
Absolutely. She's had one too many Bulmers, hasn't she? Okay, I'm going to go into the lounge area away from all of this.
Did you ever feel, though, like, even now watching people, because you'd know that they haven't danced in probably years, that the capacity to just, like, after years of not doing it, just all of a sudden suddenly start. And jiving is not easy.
Like twirling the other person around and all that kind of organized actual dancing as opposed to what you and I might do on all fours on a dance floor, just going crazy. But these are actual dance moves.
I've just thought of an opportunity for us to jive. We should spontaneously jive during the ad break, get a video of it, stick it up on the internet.
All the clicks.
Boom, boom, boom.
Bosh.
Seriously, though, it is incredible that people can do that and they can dance well again.
Just you can always see the couple who's super eager to show off. They are just at the edge of the area that's been cleared in the pub and they're ready to dance.
There is an auntie and uncle at every wedding that are like, eye roll, here they go again.
They're changing their shoes at the side of the dance floor. They are ready.
Did we have a friend who's, was it someone's, was it Tracy's auntie? Or a relative of Tracy's would show up to all the weddings and bring her Tina Turner outfit with her for the sing-song of Simply the Best to sing as Tina, like the glittery skirt and the dress and
the fringe
and a wig and the whole nine yards. Am I misremembering? Am I to make that up?
It sounds like too good to be true almost, but I'll go with it.
On show, Ray, will we be seeing Pony or Phony this week ahead of the Grand National on Monday from Marina? No, we've done it too many times.
Pony or Phony is out to pasture for a while.
It's gone until the next significant race meet. And hi, Ray, I won't make it in today as I need to change my name from Emma Badger to Emma Raccoon. This was Emma. Who was giving the love to Emma last week? Her relatives were saying, giving her a shout out.
She's over in Canada, isn't she?
Yeah. I need to change my name from Emma Badger to Emma Raccoon. The name-changing play said it'll take the full length of the Ray Foley Show. P.S. Hello from Toronto. Toronto. David Guetta, Today FM. It's complicated. David Guetta, Kelly Rowland. When Love Takes Over, this is Today FM. And the music you love, Good Afternoon, Ireland. Yeah, the observation I was making about Emma Badger is that her surname is Badger. She's moved from here, presumably, where badgers are quite a common form of wildlife, to Canada, where, well, do they? Well, it's very naive of me to say. Maybe badgers are prevalent.
When was the last time you ever heard of a Canadian badger, Ray?
Badger.
Because I haven't.
There is a lot of raccoons, because I lived in Toronto for a few years, and there was always raccoons pacing back and forth outside my window.
Really?
That's why my cat is an indoor cat.
Hands in pockets.
Yeah. Jump at you from the bins.
A gang of raccoons. There's a place called Badger in Newfoundland and Labrador in Canada. Did you ever find that on Google?
You'd expect there'd be dogs there, really, wouldn't you?
There's actually a search result that said people also ask, is there badgers in Canada? Is there badgers?
Right, so people with bad grammar.
In Canada, the badger is found in southern British Columbia, all the prairie provinces and Ontario. In Ontario, the southwestern population of American badger is found in the southwestern part of the province, primarily close to Lake Erie in the Norfolk and Middlesex area.
That was a Lenny Kravitz song, wasn't it?
What was that?
American Badger.
Yeah. I'll have to look up the lyrics.
Please do.
0874 100102. Someone's after sending in a beautiful photograph of the Aurora Borealis. This is a photo of the Aurora Borealis. So hard to say. Aurora Borealis was taken on the Hill of Tara in Meath in 2016. Love the show.
Hey.
Jesus, lads. Very slow off the mark today.
I was looking at something else there while you were reading.
From Emma. This looks absolutely gorgeous. And Rebecca, my mum and dad are mad for dancing at weddings and events like this. This is the spontaneous burst in. Come on, we'll have a dance. And you're expecting nothing of them. And then once they start dancing, it's like, oh my God, they're amazing. My mum and dad are mad for it. Often the centre of attention. My dad's dancing is next level. I used to be embarrassed. Now I think it's hilarious. He moves like no other. Congratulations and well done to your dad, Rebecca. You big show off.
Ray Foley.
Arctic Monkeys. I bet you look on the dance floor. What's up? Ireland. 1984. This is FM and the music you love. Hey-ho. It's Ray Foley and I want you to do that. Yeah, stop it. Stop, I didn't write it. I didn't write it, I just played it. Stop it. Oh, I'm too kind. Oh my God. Badgers, 0874 100102 on the Badger chat this afternoon. There's a Badger person. Not like a mutant, not a badger that has been
half
exposed.
Man, half badger.
Or half woman, half badger.
Indeed.
Maybe a badger exposed to radioactive goo, much like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What would a half woman, half badger be called? A wadger? Or a bummin?
I really
These
don't
are the
know.
Questions you prompted.
Well, it's out there now. Yeah. I suppose we'd leave it to science to determine.
Or Claire Byrne.
0874 100102. Tom is there.
Hey, dudes.
Hey, Tom, dude.
We have a badger rock in County Kilkenny here.
Badger rock. Is that like a badger that's into the Arctic Monkeys et al? Or is that a rock in the shape of a badger?
Love the show.
Hey! You're going to have to clarify. Badger rock then, JP. Is it a rock to which badgers like to, you know, hang out, congregate Friday and Saturday nights?
It's a place in Kilkenny. There's also a Badger's Hill in Wexford.
Well,
again, I don't know if humans are not allowed to access this hill, if it's exclusive preserve of badgers.
It'd be an amazing name for a live venue, though.
Badger's Hill.
Badger Rock. Performing this Friday night at Badger Rock. Badger Rock. Are you ready to rock? Was it Emma Badger? Was that her name?
Yeah.
Sorry about this, Emma. We didn't mean to do this. Like most of the stuff we do on the radio, we didn't. Someone else then suggested the song. Who was that said?
David.
David. He said, play the Badger, Badger, Badger song. Badgers, 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 badgers. Badgers, badgers, badgers. Badger, badger, badger. Was one of the... Brian May. Why do I think Badgers when I think of Brian May? Why? Someone explain that to me.
The guitar,
what?
The guitarist from Queen,
yes,
Brian May.
Yes, I know who Brian May is. Badger, badger, mushroom, mushroom. Did Brian May do this? Mushroom, mushroom. I think he might have. I'm no word of a lie, I'm not messing.
Brian May from Queen is involved in that song there that we
I
just
think
heard.
So. I think
okay,
so. Right. Some sort of involvement.
Did he do a cover of it maybe?
I think he covered it because it was the original that was on the internet years ago.
Yeah.
I think Brian May have covered it. I don't know. 0874-100-102. Activities, JP, it's a list of the top things. See, I never liked this in the run-up to Bank Holiday weekends. I remember taking my family to Powers Court Waterfall. It was absolutely beautiful. We'd got a gorgeous day for it. Beautiful spot. Picturesque. Scampering around the wildlife and forests. And hating every minute of it. Because I'm just not that person.
You're not an outdoorsy kind, are you?
It's not even outdoorsy. It's forced. I think back to when I was a kid and that sort of as well. I don't think any of us were into it necessarily. Like a day out. Like it's Saturday. Let's everybody get in the car and do something together. I'm much more like, I have 2 days off in the week and I'm spending both of those days in my house. Going for a walk or going to the beach or that kind of thing, I get no joy out of it. And me going with you guys to go and do that thing, it's going to make it worse if I go.
I feel like none of the things that are on this bank holiday bucket list are going to appeal to you, Ray.
Let's go.
We can tick them off as we go. First on the list, hiking.
Hi?
Would you, hiking.
Hiking.
Hiking, as in walking up hills,
please.
Outdoors.
I'm not, I suppose I'm radio royalty.
No, but, different kind of hiking, Ray.
Hiking.
Yeah.
Hiking.
It's recommended you take a trip down to Wicklow to go hiking up various different hiking trails.
You've done that.
I love hiking. You're out in the outdoors. You get lovely views. You feel like you've earned your lunch afterwards.
I'm not. I feel like I've earned my lunch every day. I don't need to go for a hike.
I think hiking is very much just a reason to build up to the massive amount of calories you're going to eat afterwards. And yeah. You can convince yourself. It's fine.
Next.
Second on the list, we've got water sports, Ray.
Oh, right. Okay. I like the... Do you know, genuinely, no word of a lie, there was one in Cork I did in Roscarbery. You know those inflatable... bouncy adventure sort of course thing. It's got various slides on it. You can slide down the like inflatable slide into the water. I like all that kind
they
of thing.
They look great crack. Are they good crack? I've seen them off
crack.
The coast of various different places and said, I should do that, but I haven't done that.
I did a couple of them in Cork. I did one in Roscarbery and there was another one. Oh, what's that quarry outside Mallow? Texas. Go on, what's the next one?
The next on the list is crazy golf. We're just going to skip over that one because, I mean, that's just not an activity. You need to, no.
Golf is crazy enough, if you ask me.
Paintballing.
Great crack.
We did that once, and my memory of paintballing is, well, one, you shooting me as many times as you could, even though we're on the same team, at point-blank range.
We weren't on the same team, were we?
I assumed we were on the same team.
I don't think so. No, we were all against each other. This is in Northern Ireland somewhere.
It was.
And I gained the high ground, and... Then I shot like I was in Call of Duty, as in like
you lay down a steady stream of fire.
Yeah, bang, 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 bang.
I'm out, guys. I'm out. I need re-up.
And I never treated. I treated because it was Anne there as well.
I think she was. Yeah,
Anne was locked and loaded.
In fairness, I think both of us may have targeted Anne ourselves. Got her in the crossfire.
Maybe I'm trying to remember, but I remember. I lost all reason and I went into like, you were no longer a person. You were just a target. Like Call of Duty. You know the way in Call of Duty, it's like, these aren't real people.
Right.
You. That's what you became for me. And at the end of it, I really hurt you.
I had marks all over my body,
but
yeah.
But here, I remember here on your neck,
yeah,
you were like black and I like destroyed, like whatever way I'd shot up under the helmet, you were like, because that was halfway through the trip. And then you were black and blue all around your neck and all around here for like...
He was going for headshots in paintball. You're not supposed to do that because that's a small target.
It was amazing. It was so gratifying.
My memory is the paint smelled of fish oil.
Fishy, yeah.
Kind of fishy.
I don't remember that because I was hit very little. Not as much as you. Go on.
Next on the list, rock climbing.
Right. Is that like Dwayne Johnson? Going for a hike with Dwayne Johnson?
No.
That's a very specific family activity. I think you need to be a Johnson to engage in that this weekend, but more power to them.
It's indoor rock climbing, actually, they're specifying. So it's rock climbing centres all around the country.
Oh, is this wall climbing?
Yeah, wall climbing and rock climbing. I've never done either.
I did it. Did when you? I was a teenager. I was in the Scouts. I was at a jamboree. Oh man, I don't want to tell you the story.
Go on.
Was that What was at a jamboree in? Where's Ballyfin? Is it in Laois? The big jamboree in the '90s was at this thing, and there was a big climbing wall, like a big huge climbing wall. You climb up the wall, and there was a bunch of men at the top, and then on the other side you'd abseil down the other side. So the climbing wall, you know, those little rungs, you know, the kind of, you know,
the little
holes, the hooks, yeah. So I climbed up about halfway, and then I couldn't go any further. I could neither go up nor down.
Oh, you were between a rock and a hard place. You were stuck exactly 50%. That is the worst of both worlds.
And then they told me to just jump because I was attached to a lead, and they were like, I was like, no, I'm not
no
chance.
That's exactly what I'm afraid of doing. I'm not going
to
do it.
So they had to pull me up. Up the wall.
You just kind of hanging there, all four limbs limply hanging down, winching, jerking upwards.
Trying
slowly.
Not to cry.
Because I'm of all your scalp.
Well, no, this is it. One, I'm terrified, so I'm trying not to cry because I'm so scared. Two, I'm trying not to cry because I'm so embarrassed. So they pulled me all the way up. I'll never forget this for as long as I live. There's a burly Scottish man at the top of, the, like, I don't know, 50 feet or whatever it is. The top of this, like it's taller than a building, this really high. He's up the Scottish fella and he's looking at me like I'm dirt, like I'm filth. He's so disappointed in me. And then he says, you want to do the abseiling?
Does it look like I do, pal? Come on.
I am literally lying on the floor of the bill of the scaffolding thing. I'm lying on the floor of it, looking over the edge. And I said to him, no, I think I'll go down the ladder.
That's Foley.
That's nice. Harry Styles and As It Was. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Soft launch day 39 on the Ray Foley Show this afternoon. I think we're doing okay. We're doing all right, aren't we?
It's bearable today.
Write it down in the diary. 39. It's 39. Probably worth remembering that one. Okay. I remember that jamboree. This is the scouting jamboree that took place. I think it was Laois. Where's Ballyfin? Is it Laois? Nobody knows. But we were all there. Thousands of scouts. And it was great. We got great weather for us. It was in the 90s. I remember that jamboree. There was paintballing too. Mary Robinson and Ray Darcy made appearances from Eilish or Eilish. Mary Robinson and Ray Darcy, one of them a beloved national figure. I'll leave that to yourselves. Brian May set up an organisation a few years ago called Save Me about protecting badgers. That's why I was thinking about Brian May's association with the Badger song. That's from Phil in Waterford. Phil, he also did a song.
Oh.
Oh no, a cull. Sounds very Queenish, I'm sure you'll agree. And the animation is of a badger with a guitar with long flowing locks akin to that of Brian May. And lads, Badger Lane in Clara County Offaly, where Shane Lowry hails from Brendan, thank you indeed for the message.
Ray Foley.
Right, Shane, if you're listening.
Ah, yeah.
Jessica and All I Am, this is Today FM. And the music you love, Ireland, good afternoon.
All I know, and all I am is you. Ooh, yeah, all I know,
with the incredible Stereophonics just a couple of minutes ago as well. Dakota, what a great, absolutely, do you know what, bring it.
Classic. Yeah.
Weren't they the big scandal at the beginning of COVID, of lockdowns, that they had a big gig, there was a big Stereophonics gig.
There was like tens of thousands of people there.
Yeah, just casually reminding everyone of that 2 years on. yeah, they had a big gig where loads of people, because in the UK they hadn't locked down. Remember all that business that was going on? Yeah, and we were thinking as well, didn't Kelly Jones do a jingle for us as well? I think he's the Kelly Jones or Kelly Clarkson. Yeah, Kelly Jones is there, sorry.
Hello, this is Kelly from the Stereophonics. You are listening to the Ray Foley Show. It's just a bit of fun for your lunchtime.
Well, you ran on lunchtime.
It's a late lunch.
It's a late, if you're, this is what we should say. We should resurrect that line. It's just a bit of fun for your lunchtime if you're having your lunch between 2 and 4:30.
Nothing too serious, and may your house be free from tigers.
May your house be what?
Sorry, what?
Go back again. What?
Hello, this is Kelly from the Stereophonics. You are listening to the Ray Foley Show. Right. It's just a bit of fun for your lunchtime. Nothing too serious. And may your house be free from tigers.
Yeah, sufficiently weird there, Kelly. I appreciate that. And he did another one as well, actually. Go on there.
Hello, this is Kelly from the Stereophonics. And you are...
He's really into it, isn't he? He's
loving that.
He's loving being asked to do...
He's owning the microphone, isn't he?
Just say something daft for us there, Kelly.
Hello, this is Kelly from the Stereophonics. And you are listening to the Ray Foley Show. It's just a bit of fun for your lunchtime.
If you're having your lunch between 2 and 4.
Been too serious. So if you're on a bike in the night, wear white.
If you're on a bike in the night, wear white. And I do have a Kelly Clarkson one as well.
Good.
If you want that. Kelly Clarkson's there.
Well, Kelly Clarkson here. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, boys.
She has never, ever sounded better. She hasn't. She hasn't.
Kelly, thanks indeed for your time. On this all this Aurora Borealis chat, Connor texted. He said, "Hey, Ray, a friend of mine asked me if the Aurora Borealis was heavy. I said, no, it's pretty light. It's pretty light. It's a series. It's light and it's pretty in the sky. It's pretty.
Thanks, Connor.
Is it heavy, Connor? No. It's pretty light." And so who else texted about smoke? He said every time we say Aurora Borealis. I don't know why she's leaving, know where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. Alice, Aurora Borealis. 24 years, she's waiting for a chance. Perfect. To tell her how I feel and maybe get a second guess. But I'll never get used to not living next door to Alice. Alice, Aurora Borealis. Beautiful stuff, thank you very much indeed. Well, thanks for the text, right in the Cheshire Beddingfield. These words on Today FM. Threw some chords together. I love you. Sing along to Kelly. It's not Kelly, it's Natasha. Today FM. Music you love. Hey. And that's all I got to say. Love you, is that okay? That is grand. Today FM, good afternoon. I am Ray Foley. JP's here as well.
How you doing?
Hey. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you
doing? How you doing?
How you doing? I just spat coffee all over my laptop listening to Kelly Clarkson, Gas from Neil. That's the legend that is Paul Collins. Paul Collins, yeah. Sorry, Paul. I stumbled over your name there for no apparent reason.
Neil, Today FM accepts no responsibility for any damage caused to your laptop. That was on you.
You need gadget insurance on there, Neil.
Smart.
Yeah. Terms and conditions apply, subject to license.
Well, Kelly Clarkson here. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, boys.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson there. Thank you, Kelly.
Lovely to have her on the show again.
What's the story about Liam Neeson? Liam Neeson, filming of action blockbuster The Land of Saints and Sinners, has begun in Donegal and wraps up next month. Hello, look at you, Donegal, all Hollywood. Yeah, look at you. If you're in Donegal this afternoon, you're not only do you potentially have the Aurora Borealis, the bright lights of the Aurora Borealis shining on you tonight, you've also got the bright lights of Hollywood as Liam Neeson is filming The Land of Saints and Sinners. He's got a new film. I saw the trailer for it a couple of nights ago, and it looks all, like most Liam Neeson films, it looks all right.
It's got Neeson in it, so you know the quality is going to be above average.
He's a hitman, and he's got regrets. And
sounds original. I'm a hitman, and I have no regrets. I'm glad I killed all of them.
I'm perfectly fine with being a hitman. The end. It was a very short film. It didn't even last the duration of a regular trailer.
Is it called Backlight or something like that? Is that what it's called?
Looks all right, though. The action adventure tells the story of a retired assassin who's forced into a game of cat and mouse with three terrorists. A call has now been sent out. Oh, they're looking for extras.
Oh, lovely.
If you're in Donegal and you want to be in Liam Neeson's new movie, a call has been sent out for movie extras to take part in scenes featuring a GAA game. But those planning on applying should be warned that tight haircuts will rule them out of grabbing a starring role, as casting agents are looking for a more rugged look. Oh, it seems to be scruffy, unkempt. So if you've got like a haircut. So if you're looking tidy, then you're fine. But if you're like scruffy, maybe bearded.
We need more details, right?
What we're looking for
is 1970s hairstyles, i.e. sideburns, mustaches, beards, and longer hairstyles all welcome. What if you wore a wig and you stuck on a fake beard? Would you get away with it then as an extra?
Isn't that the point of a costume and makeup department on a film set?
I think we should go for it and stick on some obviously fake facial hair.
Do you think our bodies would look well in GAA jerseys, Ray? And do we have the skill set to pull off, you know, soloing a ball?
They're looking for GAA players, men and women of all ages, and good availability, as continuity roles will require multiple shoot days. Killybegs and its surrounding areas, including Glencolm Killer, the location for the 2 months of filming. And Ciarán Hinds is going to be in it as well.
Oh, he's good, yeah.
I saw Ciarán Hinds in a restaurant once.
Oh, yeah.
That is the beginning and end of that story. He was eating his dinner.
As you would do in a restaurant.
In a restaurant, yeah. So we're looking for people in Donegal to prove their, to prove themselves worthy, I suppose, of being in Liam Neeson's...
Are we hosting auditions on the show?
We can do auditions.
Ah, good.
0874 100 102. And do the... Why don't you ring or do a voice note? 0874 100 102. WhatsApp voice note. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But I do have a very particular, set of skills.
We'll go again, Liam. We'll go again. The first take was a bit messy.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Is he a dub?
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you and I will kill you.
Thank you very much.
You think I came down the last shower, son? You think I came down the lagging in a bubble?
Adrian Dunbar in line of duty there.
You think I came down the lagging in a bubble? You think, what's the other one that he does?
For the love of God.
To
the letter, young man. To the letter.
I follow the law to the letter. I follow the letter of the law. To the letter, Stephen.
He's so disapproving, like a parent. I love that guy.
Mary and Jesus and the wee donkey. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. That's it. Jesus, Mary and Joseph and the wee donkey. Anyway, we're not doing Adrian Dunbar. We're doing Liam. So we need your Liam Neeson's 0874 100 102. Recorded it. If you're in Donegal, all the better, because we need you to be in this film. And we've got a prize for the best WhatsApp voice notes this afternoon. Today, FM, playing the music you love. Hey, good afternoon. My name is Ray Foley, and it's a pleasure to have you. Where did you go for Jax Jones? Of course, if you didn't go anywhere, it's kind of a moot point. We're glad you stayed. Right, so Liam Neeson's doing a new film in Donegal. It's called The Land of Saints and Sinners. They're looking specifically for men that could be GAA players, men and women of all... Oh, hang on, men and women of all ages.
Perfect.
GAA players, then. Good availability, continuity of role. But then why are they saying, then, men and women, but then they're specifically looking for people with sideburns, mustaches and beards? All welcome. Longer hairstyles, sideburns, mustaches and beards. You're not going to find many women in Donegal with sideburns, mustaches and beards.
Well, you never know.
You never know, actually.
You never know. It could be that house down the street. And if that's you, apply for the gig.
That's a gross generalisation. Yeah. And my apologies to the women of Donegal with beards, sideburns. And what else did I say?
70s hair.
70s. No, sideburns.
Mustaches.
Mustaches and beards. Yeah, sorry to all of the various Donegal women with facial hair this afternoon. Right, so we're looking for your... auditions, 0874 100 102. This is Phil is over there. Phil in Donegal? Are these people in Donegal?
We're not sure where they are exactly.
I don't know who you are.
You see, Phil, I know what you did there.
You cheated.
You've gotten Liam Neeson and just played it into your WhatsApp.
I don't know what you want.
Yeah, okay.
If you're looking for a ransom.
Phil, this is clearly Liam Neeson.
Phil, you're out. You're out of the running.
I will look for you.
Yeah, and I will.
I will find you. And I will kill you.
He's literally played the whole speech, the whole monologue, and recorded it. You absolute chancer. Block that person.
Yeah,
block
gone.
Phil's number.
He's gone.
Helen's over there. Right, Helen?
I don't know who you are, but if you don't let my daughter go now, I will find you and I will kill you.
That's pretty good. She sounds like one scary mama,
she
Helen
meant
does.
It. He meant it.
Helen,
what's your beard like,
Helen? You have sideburns, Helen.
John's over there, all right, John?
But, Master.
What?
He's got horny hair and two red lightsabers that join together.
Hang on, this is Obi-Wan you're doing. Is this different?
Oh, he's skipping movies here. Okay, different we're film. Jumping around.
Don't worry, Obi-Wan. Will Lockie's beep in.
Okay. Got chopped in half in that, do you know that?
Right.
Got chopped in half. Oh, hang on. No, the other book got chopped in half. Qui-Gon Jinn, Liam Neeson, got just a hole through him. And then the other fella, spiky head, Sith Lord, what's his name?
For me, Helen is so far massively in the lead here.
Cliffy's over there, right, Cliffy?
Hi, Liam Neeson here.
Oh.
Never mind your taking.
That's really good. Is that actually...
I'm kind of concerned where Cliffy's going here. Don't swear, Cliffy. It's not a swearing movie.
Hi, Liam Neeson here. Never mind your taking. Uh-huh. When you're on Donegal, you'll be taken.
Taken. I think he's just jumped. Sorry, Helen, you've been overtaken. You've been overtaken in taking. Hey. Liam's over there. All right, Liam.
I don't know who you are.
Thanks for listening,
man. The same idea.
I don't know what you want.
Right.
If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money.
Oh.
But what I do have...
What do you have?
...are a very particular set of skills.
Go on.
Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Acting skills, I would imagine, Liam.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Liam Neeson listened to the show this afternoon. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ah, well, I enjoy myself anyway. It's important. It's important to enjoy what you do, you know, JP. It's important to...
If you enjoy what you work as, Ray, you'll never work a day in your life.
Work a day in your life. I mean, and that's been largely true of my career. I've never worked a day in my life.
Crazy thought.
Chatting, just chatting and letting you do most of it, really. Texts and WhatsApps, 0874-100-102. Ronan's over. This is the Liam Neeson movie in Donegal. We're looking for your auditions and do your Liam impressions. Ronan's, hang on, who's currently in the lead? Was it Cliffy, we said?
Cliffy was in the lead. Yeah.
Cliffy's there.
Hi, Liam Neeson here. Never mind your taken. When you're in Donegal, you'll be taken.
Nice. Ronan's there then as well.
I don't know who you are, but I'm telling you now, if you're looking for money, you're looking in the wrong place, sir.
Who's your man, the comedian? Doesn't he play the uncle? Did he play the uncle in Derry Girls? He was always on the Late Show. It's not McGahern.
Is it not?
No, that's Kevin McGahern, who is a stand-up comedian with a beard.
It's somebody. Yeah.
I don't know who you are.
I don't know who you are now.
I don't know who you are, but I'm telling you now, if you're looking for money, you're looking in the wrong place, sir, because I'm telling you, I ain't got a penny.
Well done, Ronan.
Kevin McAleer. Was McAleer. Kevin McAleer.
Tomas is there, right, Tomas?
Hello? I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want.
I think you've got us on the Bluetooth and we can barely hear you.
But if you let my daughter go... I'll do nothing.
You're very...
I'm sorry, threatening man. Could you please speak up? I can't quite get
hello,
your threat.
Hello?
Is there anyone there?
Hello? Can you take me off the Bluetooth? Off the Bluetooth now. Once you're on air, off the Bluetooth. And hold the phone. Don't hold it under your chin.
And how we get along with our ransom, sir?
And how... Tap? Do you want to tap? Or you want to use the card? Cash? Cash or card?
But Master... He's got...
Oh, that was John from earlier on. I think we've got a winner. I think Cliffy's our winner.
Oh, no, Cliffy.
I think, well done. Yeah, Cliffy, well done.
Good job.
You won't be taken, you'll be taken. George Ezra, new song from him. Anyone for you? Today FM playing the music you love.
I can be your life.
Yes, you can. Our phone number is 1-800-715-100. Today FM, hello. Is that Olivia? Olivia? Olivia, who there?
Hello.
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 It's Olivia, everybody.
Hi, Olivia.
Olivia, you wanted to do a very special shout-out on the radio today, didn't you?
Yeah, I wanted to say hello to my big sister, Eliza.
Eliza?
Who's turning 12.
Eliza?
Yeah, Eliza, who's turning 12.
Right, 12 years old. And where are you guys from?
Lucan.
Lucan, in Dublin?
Yeah.
I've heard of it. And so she's 12. Is she having a big party or anything?
Yeah.
Are you invited?
Yeah.
Are we invited?
No.
Oh, cut her off.
We're not doing the shout out.
Not
then.
From me. Not today.
You can forget the shout out.
Moving on.
Just kidding, Olivia. Happy birthday, yeah. Eliza!
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome, Dad. Have a good day.
You're listening to Ray Foley.
Ray Foley.
On Today FM.
There's warnings about a shortage of girls' communion shoes. COVID forcing factories to shut in China is to blame for slower production and issues with transport. Now, there may be issues with getting communion shoes, but no shortage of Aurora Borealis tonight, which we've seen over the skies of Donegal. It's 2 minutes past four.
Well done. Well done. He shoehorned it in there.
Right. There you go.
Issues with shoes for first holy. So can you not wear, what about hand-me-down shoes or second-hand shoes?
Well, there's no shortage of them, but if you're looking for
new shoes. Paolo Nutini.
Yep.
Sorry, go on.
He's your guy.
Yeah, there's a shortage of new girls' communion shoes, but I suppose, you know, if you put a white plastic bag around their feet, it'd do the same job, wouldn't it?
You're not a parent, are you, Ben?
No.
Okay. Gail, A, B, C, D, E, F, U, from Gail on Today FM, playing the music you love. Alan, good afternoon. My name's Ray Foley, the gang's all here.
Hey.
Hi.
Smooth, we are smooth. I tell you what, we run a smooth.
To go a long way to find a smoother ship than that.
The gang's all here.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
The gang's all here.
Hey.
Hey.
We're going to be ready for radio. They're going to put us on air.
Still in the sort of building up to the actual hard launch phase.
They're going
to
give us an XML feed of like a stream. So that's what we've been talking about, like a podcast or something.
Yeah, cool.
And it'll be kind of episodic.
Right.
And then... then they're going to see what kind of engagement it gets online.
Yeah, like we're officially in the works.
If people start, they're telling us then if people start talking about it, they might actually put it on Today FM.
I wonder what the finished show's going to sound like.
I have no idea. You'll be gone.
Will I? Yeah,
no,
okay,
definitely.
Yeah.
Britney's having a baby.
Oh,
this is actually great news. I've been so rooting for her since I watched those documentaries. It was like two documentaries all the same topic about her conservatorship. And then the conservatorship is gone now. She's got independence and freedom. And she's having a baby with her fiancé, Sam Ashgari. He gave an interview, or he said, no, what's not an interview? He put it up on his Insta, where he said, the most important job in the world is being a dad. He is a fitness model for his paid job. The most important job in the world is being a dad.
Similarities with you, Ray, are just, they're striking.
It's incredible.
They are striking.
Yeah. not just physical.
I knew you weren't going to say that, so I did.
So she said, so I got a pregnancy test and, well, I'm having a baby. Britney Spears is expecting. You could say, oops, she did it again.
You could.
Personally, I think she's crazy.
Right.
And she's having a baby one more time.
Here we go.
Thank you. I think that's all of it, isn't it?
Now, we are sure Britney took a pregnancy test. It wasn't a COVID test.
she's saying it's a pregnancy.
Did you swab your nose? What exactly did you do here, Britney?
It's a pregnancy test.
Oh, okay.
And then I went and had a look. And do you remember the babies? Like, the baby, her original two babies, the two boys. How old are Britney's original babies?
Here we go.
On my life. Swear to God. The feather lines.
14 and 15?
They are 15 and 16 years old.
No.
I swear. That's how I measure how old I am. How old are you now in Britney's babies? The original pair of babies, 15 and 16 years old. There's a photograph here on the internet, and they're taller than Britney. They're nearly as tall as myself. It's ridiculous. Britney Spears, oops, she did it again. Today FM.
I think I did it again.
Liz on Juice, Today FM. Playing the music you love. What a song.
Yeah,
this has got new music coming out at the end of the week. Did you know that, Orla?
I did.
Oh. and a text on Britney Spears. Britney's having a baby, everybody. First, Shauna O'Reilly, our friend Shauna, declares that she has had given birth to a brand new baby boy. And then Britney announces a pregnancy 2 days later. Coincidence? I think not. Steph texted to say that she's not going to be short of babysitters, Britney. But of course, the two boys are 15 and 16 years old. They're going to be 16 and 17. That's a big gap, isn't it? She had them fairly, because she's 40 now, isn't she, Britney? So 16 and 17 year old
young fellas, they're going to be delighted to have a newborn.
It's what every 16, 17 year old fella wants, isn't it?
Screaming in the house. But that's kind of amazing as well, because if, you know, the baba's going to have it's boy rotten.
Three dads.
Four dads.
Four dads.
Is that right? Yeah, the two boys, and then Federline, and then your man. No contact with granddad, though, so he's not going. Not exactly going to be on the scene. Pretty sweet. Charlie Puth and Light Switch. This is Today FM.
Yeah.
Charlie Puth and Light Switch. That's a great song. Charlie's brilliant. Today FM, play the music you love. And that's our show for another day. Guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
I swear. Or are you horrified?
I am desperately horrified.
There's so it's much your fault. You're supposed to be keeping tabs on time.
You're supposed to be watching. Orla was on timings today.
Sorry.
There's so much we didn't get to do on the show. We didn't get to do head, knees and toe, knees and toes. Head, shoulders, knees and toes.
Balls, that's the line.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes. Where Taken actor Liam Neeson comes in and sings the song Heads, shoulders, knees and toes. Heads, shoulders, knees and toes. Knees and toes. Head, shoulders, knees and toes. Knees and toes. And eyes. And ears. And mouth. And nose. It's head.
Not again, come on.
Knees
come on.
And toes.
No.
Knees and toes. We'll get to the other show tomorrow. Matt Cooper's on the way next, thank God. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley.